In the name of Jesus. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian life, the life of faith in Jesus Christ as Redeemer and Savior and Lord, is one of remembrance and thanksgiving. We see this in today's Old Testament reading, because there the Lord says to Moses, and Moses says to the people, "You shall remember the way, the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, that he might test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." And when God tests us, it's for our benefit. It's to strengthen us in our faith. Moses goes on to say, "He humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, that he might make you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. You shall eat and be full," Moses goes on to say, after the Lord brings the people into the good land, the promised land. "You shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God. You shall give him thanks for the good land he has given you." And we kind of repeat this same pattern this evening, and indeed every Sunday, every time we gather for worship in the liturgy, because we remember in the liturgy what the Lord our God has done for us. He did not bring us out of the literal land of Egypt, but he did bring us out of a captivity and bondage even worse, bondage to sin and death, bondage to the devil. And we thank the Lord for his many benefits to us. We do that in our hymns of praise. We do that in as we hear the word of God. We do that as the redeemed people of God in Christ Jesus. Today is, of course, the eve of Thanksgiving. We traditionally have our services Thanksgiving Eve instead of Thanksgiving Day here at Mount Olive. But since I put on the wrong stole, we're going to meet together at 10 o'clock this morning and go through it all again. Hopefully with me wearing the white stole, unless, of course, the Altar Guild is ahead of the game and changes back to green after tonight's service. I am thankful for so many things. I am thankful for each one of you. I am thankful for the fellowship we have in Christ Jesus. As those who have been redeemed by grace and share a common inheritance, share in a common Eucharist, a common thanksgiving, a common sacrament of Jesus' body and blood. I'm thankful that Diana could laugh at me when I hit a false note there in the "Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go?" I am thankful for your laughter. I am thankful for the smiles on your face. I am thankful for your faithfulness to God's calling in Christ Jesus. And so together, we look back, we remember on everything that God has done for us in Christ Jesus. You know, the small catechism, the first article of the creed, which teaches us, and I've got it right here, that we believe God has made us and all creatures, that he has given us, let's personalize it, that he has given you, your body and soul, eyes, ears, and all your members, your reason, and all your senses, and he still takes care of them. He also gives you clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse, children, land, animals, and all that you have. He richly and daily provides you with all that you need to support your body and life. He defends you against all danger and guards and protects you from all evil. And all this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in you. And for all this, it is your duty, and it is my duty, to thank and praise, serve and obey him. And then we have that Lutheran motto appended to the end. This is most certainly true, which basically can be summarized in the word amen. Now, in this evening's Old Testament reading, Moses addresses the people. He says, this whole command that I command you today, you shall be careful to do. For all this, for all the good things God has done for you in bringing you out of bondage in Egypt, you shall thank and praise, serve and obey him. And again, the same is true for us. Because after all, if we who have come to the knowledge of the triune God and God's mercy and love and forgiveness in Christ, if we fail to thank and praise and serve and obey him, who in this world will? This is our calling as Christians. It's our calling to thank the Lord and sing his praise, which is what we would have sung if we had observed divine service too. Thank the Lord and sing his praise. And we are enabled to do this only because the Holy Spirit, working through the Word and the sacraments, has given us faith in Jesus. We know to whom and through whom to direct our prayers. We know to whom and through whom to direct our cries for mercy. We know to whom and through whom to direct our intercessions, our petitions, and our thanksgivings. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has made himself known to us in Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and this is salvation, John writes. And so it is. Now, this evening, we have gathered to hear the word of the Lord our God. Tomorrow, you will be having a Thanksgiving celebration if you haven't had it tonight. You will remember many, many things for which you are grateful. Charles having a good outcome in surgery, for example. Kenneth having a good outcome in surgery. All the blessings and benefits. Is it okay if I share this, Sue? She may have already told you, but she had an MRI just as a precautionary measure to make sure she had not developed liver cancer, which a person with cirrhosis is at more of a risk to develop. Well, she got the all clear today. The results of that MRI were negative, and we thank the Lord our God for that. But most especially, we thank God for Jesus, our Savior. You know, this year I didn't preach on the 10 lepers. I've preached on those lepers probably 35, 40 times in my years as a pastor, and I'm sick of those lepers, and I'm thankful that I don't have to preach about them tonight. But let's go there just for a minute. Look at the Samaritan who, when he saw that he was cleansed, that he was healed, and the word healed means saved, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet. That could be translated, he worshiped Jesus. Praising God, he thanked Jesus. He fell at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. That's what we do. We have been cleansed of the leprosy of sin. Sin would be a living death. Sin would be like the zombie apocalypse unless Christ had come into the world to be our Savior. We would be the walking dead, or as Matthew says, quoting the prophet, we would be living, dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, a land of darkness, a land of no hope, a land of forsakenness. But we remember, don't we? We remember, as we confessed in the Creed, that God has sent His Son into the world, that God has saved us through Jesus Christ, setting us free, making us His own people. And it does not matter what you will be eating tomorrow. It does not matter your status in society, whether everyone knows your name or whether no one knows your name. What matters is this, that God knows you. God knows each one of you and has declared you to be His beloved children in Jesus. I said at the beginning of the sermon that the Christian life could be summarized or defined in this way. Of course, there is so much more to Christianity than remembrance and thanksgiving, but these are an essential part of the life of faith in Christ. And as Exhibit A, what did Jesus say? Do this in remembrance of me. Celebrate this sacrament in remembrance of me. Receive my body given over to death for you on the cross in remembrance of me. Drink my blood shed for the remission of all your sins in remembrance of me. And it's not a memory of someone long dead and gone, like we remember who Abraham Lincoln was. We remember who Julius Caesar was. We remember who Bernie the Magnificent was. No, we remember a living Savior, a Savior who makes Himself present to us in word and sacrament, who is with us, and we do so with thanksgiving. Now, I probably say this about every Thanksgiving, but it's good to remember. Jesus gave thanks when He instituted the Holy Supper of His body and blood, and so do we. The Greek word for giving thanks is related to a name for the sacrament of the altar, the Eucharist, the thanksgiving, the giving of thanks. And we do have cause to give thanks because of Jesus, because of all He's done for us. We can't begin to fathom it. It's beyond us. We kind of get used to it and maybe take it for granted. But then, in His mercy, and this may seem strange, God tests us. He humbles us. He lets us hunger and thirst. He lets us pass through tribulation so that we might know and remember that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. O Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Jesus is the Word made flesh. He is the Word in whom was life, and the life was the light of men. He is the one, the Word, who dwelt in our human nature, who became flesh for us, and who gives us His flesh to eat and His blood to drink for the forgiveness of our sins and as food for the pilgrimage on which we are on, a pilgrimage through a world in which, yes, there are troubles, yes, there are losses, yes, there are things we are fearful of. Yes, death is real. Yes, we face challenges as Christians every day of our life. And yet look what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. We aren't sufficient for these things in and of ourselves, but Jesus Christ is sufficient. Sufficient to take away all of your sins. Sufficient to bring you through the twisting and turnings of life in this world to the goal of your faith, eternal life in the presence of the triune God, to bring you to the resurrection of a body that won't know any weakness or sin or sickness or any of the things that bedevil us in this world. When we see him, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But until then, we hear him in the word that is read, in the word that is proclaimed. We see him in the bread and wine through the eyes of faith in which he gives us his body and blood. This is the remembrance that we as Christians participate in. This is the thanksgiving in which we as Christians participate in. This is the Eucharist in which we, without any merit or worthiness in us, are privileged to participate in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.